Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. As usual, I am your host, Cody. And we're starting a new month and a new theme, as I warned last month, or last week, technically. I'm doing Spider-Man comic book stories in honor of Spider-Man Far From Home coming out in theaters literally this week. And if you want to hear what we thought of it, tune into this Friday's episode where the guy, me and the other guys are going to talk about our thoughts about the new Spider-Man movie with spoilers. So advance warning if you're going to continue over there. But that comes out this Friday, July 5th. This, of course, will go up on July 3rd, Wednesday. So 2 days after this, you can get that one. Today we're gonna. So this month we have. I have chosen five of my favorite Spider-Man comics. A couple of them. They are, well, all of them are pretty wackadoodle in general, except for week four. It's actually week four and five are actually pretty tame compared to the other weeks. So today I'm going to be talking about Spider-Verse. There's a lot to talk about, including the movie that a lot of people have seen. Next week I'm going to do Spider-Man the Other and the What If version. I'm going to talk about both of them because they're both fantastic. Week three, which is going to be Spider-Man Reign. Week four is going to be Superior Spider-Man. And then week five is Spider-Man Family Business. So those are the episodes you can look forward to coming this month, all month long. Spider-Man this, Spider-Man that. It should be lots and lots of fun. So today, like I said, we're going to talk about Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse, as it's known. Now, the movie I was talking about is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That is based on this, in a way, based on this story. It doesn't have to do much with the actual story of this book, just the fact that there is multiple Spider-People throughout the different multiverses and different Earths that that do make up the Marvel universe. So, for people who don't know, Spider-Man, the number one original OG Spider-Man, oddly enough, does not come from Earth 1. He is from Earth 616, or Earth Prime, as it's known currently, because a lot of them have converged. I'm not going to get into that portion of it. So basically, in the Marvel Universe, it's a multiverse. Every version of Earth, and there is a countless number of them out there that you can that exist. The number one that most of your heroes from the comic books are known from is going to be 616. So the normal Avengers, Spider-Man, Punisher, the X-Men, all that stuff, that comes from Earth Prime, Earth 616. So why it's called 616 goes back much further to a comic book. I don't even know what book it was. It was a book features a group called the Captain Britain Corps, and it is a faction of all the different Earth's versions of Captain Britain. And so they're all from alternate realities. So they gave it a name. They needed a number. They wanted to make it a high number. So they chose 616. It's literally all it is. Give you other references, especially because it's going to apply to Into the Spider-Verse as well as Into the Spider-Verse, is Spider-Man Noir from the comic book. That is this the Spider-Man voiced by Nick Cage, which is amazing. There's a series of books. There was Luke Cage Noir, Punisher Noir, Wolverine Noir, Daredevil Noir, X-Men Noir, Iron Man Noir, and, of course, Spider-Man Noir. And those come from Earth, which is 90214 or 90,214. You have the Ultimate Universe, which I've talked about on this, which comes from Earth 1610. I'm sorry. You have the X-Men story Days of Future Past, which is a very popular book. Unfortunately, also made into a terrible movie, is from Earth 811. And then you have a ton of different ones. So, for example, the most popular currently version of Marvel is the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or the MCU. That takes place on Earth, I do believe it's 199,999. So, Earth 19999. Ridiculous. Anyhow, so the reason I bring this up is a lot. You're going to hear a lot of Earth this, Earth that, as I talk about the characters introduced in this book, as well as later brought into a lot of them brought into the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie that just came out last year, because it won an Emmy or Oscar. And just recently, if you want to watch it, it's on Netflix as well as every digital streaming service out there. Amazing movie. One of the best superhero movies ever made, especially one of the best Spider-Man movies. But it's unfair because it's animated, so they can do a lot more than what we could do with humans. So far, I haven't seen Far From Home, but I would say it's going to pale in comparison to the awesomeness that is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So, the comic book Spider-Man, or Spider-Verse as it's known, or Spider-Man the Spider-Verse, is a huge collection of stories. There's so many. So it consists of a total of, I want to say it's, doesn't even tell me on here. I don't think it does. Oh, actually this might, I can probably tell you on my little handy. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't even know how many that technically is. There's so many. Multiple issues through multiple series. Has so many characters in it. I mean, let me go through the list of these are just characters introduced in Spider-Verse. So these are just new ones that came out of this story.
I didn't catch that.
Jesus. That's my fault. My fault, guys. I hit the Siri button on my watch. And some of them have stayed around, and then some have not. But these ones are just, these are just new. Again, I'm going to stress this, just new characters invented for the Spider-Verse book, collection books, multiple books, so many books. You have Spider-UK, Spider-Gwen, who everyone's in love with now. She's fantastic. That's why. But she's in there. That's where she came from. Dr. Aaron Ackman, or Ackman. I'm not too sure how to pronounce the name. He is... So there's that one. There's Patton Parnell. There's Spider, which is Penny Parker. Many of you know from, if you've seen Into the Spider-Verse, she rides around in a mech. You have Spider-Wolf, which, yes, if you don't know what that is, it's a werewolf version of Spider-Man. It's pretty ridiculous, but it's awesome. You have Spider-Moon Man. He's literally Spider-Man on the moon. So basically on Earth 449, humans have successfully colonized the moon, and he is the Spider-Man on the moon. Spider-Moon Man. Get it? Spider-Moon Man, because he's a moon man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's the name. You have Golden Sponge Cakes Spider-Man. So this, if I didn't say this already, the first 3 weeks of this month are going to be pretty wackadoodle stories. The Spider-Verse book is pretty fucking nuts. Just the Spider-Men that they bring into it, but also the story itself is pretty awesome. But they're pretty nuts. So Golden Sponge Cakes Spider-Man is a parody of Spider-Man that appeared in a Hostess brand cakes advertisement during the 1970s, 1980s. And then so he's brought into this at one point. It's ridiculous. Old Man Spider is from Earth 4. His name is Ezekiel Sims. He took over the mantle of Spider-Man after Peter Parker was killed and on his Earth. I lost my track. Here we go. Cosmic Spider-Man. He's from Earth 13. He's a version of Spider-Man who retained the powers of Enigma Force following its possession of him. The problem with his is the side effect is that his abilities will only work on his Earth, so he's cannon fodder. You have Cyber Spider-Man from Earth 2818. And he is, as you can probably guess, he's a cyborg. You have Lady Spider from Earth 803, who is May Riley. It's a pretty cool little story. Man Spider. It is an unidentified alternate reality. The Man Spider is Peter Parker, who is an allergic reaction to the bite of the radioactive spider, and is hospitalized because both Uncle Ben and Aunt May are at Pete's side. Hospital when the house is broken into. Ben is not killed by the burglar, as the main timeline. He is discovered by a six-armed. Discovered by the six-armed Spider-Man and the Spider-Noir, who capture him to cure him of his spider powers. You have Spider-Punk, who became very popular as well. It's from Earth 138, which is one of my favorite ones because it's a nod to the Misfits. And he is literally a punk rocker who is basically Spider-Man in that universe. Pretty awesome. You have Spider-Girl of Earth 11. And again, Spider-Girl is not a new character. There's been a Spider-Girl, but this is a different Spider-Girl from Earth 11 instead of the Spider-Girl who eventually shows up in Earth 616, who at the time is dead, if I'm mistaken. Where is it? So Spider-Girl of Earth 11 is 11-year-old girl named Penelope Parker, who gains spider powers after being bitten by a radioactive spider. She dons a homemade costume and becomes Spider-Girl, despite viewing her new powers as gross. Hilarious. You have Hobgoblin of Earth 21205. Basically, this version of... So, after Earth's 21205's version of Gwen Stacy died, and Rage Peter murdered Green Goblin and became this universe's version of Hobgoblin. Spider-Woman, who was Gwen Stacy, attempts to recruit him while on the run from the bad guys of this book, which I'll get to. And so that's how he joins. You have another unidentified alternate reality. I believe it's pronounced Arcadio Jr. I'm not too sure how to pronounce it, but he is a version of Spider-Man in Mexico City. Then you have Spider-Man, another one of my favorites. On Earth 3123, Aunt May was bitten by the radioactive spider instead of Peter and takes the identity of Spider-Man. She and her family are confronted by some of the bad guys, and so on and so forth. So those are the new characters introduced in the Spider-Verse. The reason I say new characters is because there are a lot of them, a lot of characters from this that are not new that they bring in. So you have the regular 616 Spider-Man. You have a Spider-Ham. You have Spider-Man 2099. You have a version of the Fantastic Four Spider-Man. Spider-Man Noir. You have an Iron Spider. Or you have the Iron Spider from Civil War. Multiple versions of Spider-Woman. You have multiple versions of the black costume. You have, I want to say, even the Spider-Man, which I'll talk about next week. Spider-Man from the other What If book is in it as well, or seen at one point. There's so many Spider-Mans, it's ridiculous. So the story of if I could give you I would try to find a quick synopsis of the Spider-Verse. I could not. So I'm taking the one right from Marvel's main page, where it says every Spider-Man ever must band together against the unstoppable threat of Morlun. So, Morlun, I'll get to you in a little bit, or in a second here. So, this is the synopsis. When the unstoppable Morlun returns, it will take every Spider-Man ever to stop him. Dan Slott and Oliver, I want to say it's Coppell, or Coppelli. I think it's Coppell. Spearhead a massive event that unites wall crawlers across all universes against a single threat. Swinging through Amazing Spider-Man and a web of tie-ins. So I know that does not give you a good synopsis of what it is. I'm going to give you, like I said, I couldn't find one. That's the best one that kind of gave you a clue of what it is. So this is what happens. So there is a group of bad guys. The bad guys in this book follow a gentleman named Morlun. He is a form of a vampire. His instead of drinking blood, much like vampires, he sucks the life force of powerful beings out. And him and his family and cronies have figured out that Spider-Men give them the most power because, unknowns to most people, Spider-Man is one of the strongest heroes or people in general in the Marvel Universe. And so if you think about it, there's infinite versions of them out there in the world. So you have, again, so many different versions that are out there. So they start hunting them down. They basically have this way of basically, they, I believe, if I'm mistaken, they are the only beings that live outside of the main time stream. So there's one set of them. There's not multiple versions of them, I don't think. I can't remember if that's specified or not in this. But at one point, if I can find it here, I can't find it. It doesn't really matter. You can read it. It's fantastic. But, so him and his family, they're all just like him. They're these life force vampires. There are six? I think there's six main ones. Let me pull up the name here. So they're called the Inheritors. This is their fictional history. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of who of what they are. The Inheritors are a clan of totem hunters from Earth 001 who feed from animal, human, and deity totems. They capture spider deity Master Weaver from Earth 000 at the cost of the life of their monarch. From the life of their monarch, because Karn hesitated to strike. Patriarch Souls orders Karn to wear a mask and exiles him until he can earn his way back. They use the Master Weaver's powers to conquer Earth 001, traveling between dimensions and hunting spider totem avatars, because those were I lost my page here. Where'd it go? Oh, so I was copied from one place. The avatars become because they were prophesized to overthrow them. So that's the whole thing. So they're basically this group. There is there we go. There's my list. There's a bunch of unnamed ones. There's Solas, the patriarch. You have Morlin, who is Solas's favorite, who caused the temporary death of Spider-Man. You have Bora and Bricks. I can't talk. Twins who compete for with each other. You have Deimos, who is the eldest son of Solas. You have Genix, who's the brains of the family. You have Karn, who's the outcast and the youngest son, but who is his mother's favorite. You have Verna, and you have Molis, Thianis, and Mortia. And so those are your, they're called the Inheritors. There's two big story arcs with them. The main one I'm talking about today is Spider-Verse. I could have talked a little about Spider-Geddon, but I want to talk about Spider-Verse because of the movie, and Spider-Geddon wasn't as good, if you ask me. It was like the pseudo follow-up to Spider-Verse. Came out a little while later. But Morlin and his group of the Inheritors literally are taking the Master Weaver, who is this deity, spider deity, who has passed on the ability of the spider through different versions of Peter and subsequently the other people throughout the different multiverses, and he ties them all together in this giant web. And the web is this interdimensional, essentially gateway portal system that can be manipulated to travel between one place to another using these webs. So as they go through and they hunt down the spider person of that Earth or that dimension, then they destroy that dimension, and they sever it from the web itself, and then that destroys that dimension, essentially covering up what they've done, but also guaranteeing that the life force that's spread about the different ones will never regenerate again, because they want to eradicate them. You would think it's your food source that's so great, but they're afraid of them because, again, they were prophesized that the spider deity and these spider totems are what are going to bring down their power and destroy them. So not only are they taking life force from these spider beings and spider totems, as they're known, but they're then destroying that, so not a new spider totem can't be created to then overthrow. Because eventually there's way more Spider-Men than there are of these Inheritors, so they have to destroy them to make sure that they don't get overthrown and destroyed. Basically, oh, here it is. They're psychic vampires, is what they're referred to. Yeah, I know. So that's the Inheritors. That's the bad guys from the story. Like I said, if you've seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, this is a whole different story. It's based on that in a way, because it talks about the multiverse and the different spider people that exist in it. But there is a lot more to it. So, like I said, there's a bunch of different books, tie-ins, as well as the main story. Again, besides the new ones I told you about, you have other ones that have come out in other stories before. Spider-Man Noir, the Six-Armed Spider-Man, you have Spider-Monkey, Spider-Ham, you have Spider-Woman, you have Ashley Barton, who is Spider-Woman from the I can't remember the Earth name for it. Actually, do I have it up here? But it's the world that Old Man Logan takes place in. And she is the daughter of Tanya Parker and Hawkeye. And Tanya Parker is Spider-Man's daughter, I think, if I remember correctly. Been a long time. Ashley Barton, by the way, Hawkeye is Clint Barton, that's why her last name is Barton. She's known as Spider-Woman in that book, in Spider-Verse, but Old Man Logan, she goes by the name of Spider-Bitch. And she's not a nice person. She's also, I want to say... I can't remember what it is. Anyways, I'm trying to remember who Tanya Parker is, because I want to say that's one of the versions of Peter and Mary Jane's daughter. I can't remember. Anyways, so she's in there. I mean, you have so many different Spider-Womens. It's ridiculous. But in this one, she is one of the Spider-Women, which is a cool nod to the Old Man Logan book, which is a fantastic book that was made into a really good movie, just not the same premise as Logan. And I'll talk about, I don't think I've talked about that one, but I will one day. Like I said, you have Spider-Man 2099. Trying to remember what other ones are in here. Like I said, Spider-Ham is in it. Peter Porker. So many different ones. Spider-Cat. There's so many. I could keep going with the different ones in there, because they just throw them in there all over the place. But yeah, so it's basically all those different spider people coming together to fight against these psychic vampires who are trying to kill them and destroy their universes. All because a long time ago, in a book I'll talk about next week, one of theirs, Morlin actually, was murdered on 616. And they explain it and why. I'm not going to spoil what's happening in this. They explain why he's still alive and how he's still alive. Or is he still alive? Wink, wink. But yeah, so it's kind of the briefest I can give you overview of Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse, as it's known. Or I like to call it just Spider-Verse, but it is Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse. And like I said, you have three different, there's Aftermath too, but there's three different sections of it. There's the Edge of the Spider-Verse, which is where you learn about, a bunch of the different spider people. You have the main plot, the main story, and then you have tie-in books that are, connecting other spider people's books that are currently out at the time into the main story. That includes Scarlet Spider, Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Woman, and then the main Spider-Man book, which is essentially just Spider-Verse. And then the team-up books where they team up together with those different books. So pretty cool. Like I said, in the movie itself, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is a loose adaptation, or I like to call it basically another it's kind of like a spin-off in a way of this. You have one of the story arcs from the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon did something with the Spider-Verse. You have video games. You have two main ones. The Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, which actually includes some of the characters from this, as well as Spider-Man Edge of Time, which is was going to be a possible sequel to Shattered Dimensions, which I don't think was ever actually released, I don't think. I can't remember if it was or not. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode of Spider-Man Comics. This has been Spider-Verse. You can actually, again, not sponsored by them, but if you have Comixology Unlimited, which is $6 a month if you have Amazon Prime, more expensive, I think, if you don't. Actually, it might be the same price if you don't. I'm not too sure if you have to have Amazon Prime. But you can actually read the entire Spider-Verse book, all 608 pages of it. That includes all the tie-ins, the main story, as well as the follow-up stuff on one big, long, cool trade. You can also buy it in trade paperback as well as hardback if you're a physical collector. But yeah. That's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and I always like to wrap up. Oh, one more time, if you want to read ahead, the order of this month's podcasts. Let me give it to you one more time. So today we did Spider-Verse. Next week I'm going to be talking about The Other in the What If version of The Other, which is I'll explain what that is if you don't know what a What If book is. So you have Spider-Man Reign, which is week 3, Superior Spider-Man, which is week 4, and the last week will be Spider-Man Family Business. So those would be the 5 story arcs that I've chosen. Those are some of my favorites. I had a hard time narrowing it down because there are so many great ones. So I took ones that I thought were a little different. There's some that are, like I said, like next week, when we get into The Other, it's going to be fucking batshit. But it actually leads into the Spider-Verse quite a bit, so it's pretty cool. I did the Spider-Verse first because of the movie, but also it accompanies kind of more than the other ones do, and the other ones are, again, different dimensions, different Earths, but they are they're pretty fucking awesome. So that's it for this episode, everybody. I am, again, Cody, and as usual, let's be awesome.